When we think of persecution against Christians, we think of Roman amphitheaters and the Colosseum, where Christians were fed to the lions or burned at the stake. Or we might think of our Christian brothers and sisters who are persecuted by other religions, living as demi in the Islamic lands of today, or persecuted by governments who do not like their total allegiance to Jesus Christ. We might even think of the times when Christians have persecuted other Christians, Catholics against Protestants and Protestants against Catholics, and all of them against some people called the Anabaptists. And there are people in our world that are suffering terrible persecution today, our brothers and sisters around the world. And I think that I am not persecuted. But you know, that's not what Jesus said in his Beatitudes. He said, "Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." I am so distressed when I see how Christians are portrayed in our media, in movies, in dramas, on the television. No one is ever portrayed as being genuine. People of faith in Jesus Christ are always portrayed as hypocrites, evil, judgmental, unkind, someone to be resisted or to be ridiculed, to be made fun of. Christians are constantly being marginalized in our society. I think it's the preparation for more active persecution to come. But Jesus said, I should not be upset when people revile me because I'm a Christian, because great will be my reward in heaven. Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. For great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You know, we're so afraid of people making fun of us that we won't speak the name of Jesus Christ out in public. We won't pray in public. We won't let people know that we are Christians and followers of Jesus Christ because they might make fun of us. Jesus said that's a way of putting coin in our heavenly account. So, every time somebody makes fun of you, or you hear Christians being made fun of in the media or in a movie, they are slandered in any way, rejoice, because great is your reward in heaven. Father in heaven, we're so grateful for the grace that you have bestowed upon us in Jesus Christ, our Lord. I thank you for that. I'm praying in this hour, Lord, for our brothers and sisters across the globe who are suffering great persecution. They are being hounded. They are being financially ruined. They are being killed. They are being harried all over this planet, Lord. I pray for them. I pray that you would make them strong in the midst of persecution, that you would make them victorious. As you have said in your word, those that endure persecution, you will give them the crown of everlasting life and make them a pillar in the temple. I pray, O Lord God, that you would just be with them. I pray, O Lord God, that you would be with me as I suffer a different kind of persecution, Lord. It's just ridicule, but you said it is persecution nonetheless. I pray that all of us will gain hope through those evil things that are said about us, because they say them about us because we serve you. And when we are unjustly charged and unjustly accused of wrongdoing, when we are reviled in the press and in the movies and in the media and in the body politic, I pray, O Lord God, that you would help me and help all of us to understand that great is our reward in heaven. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.